Blog Talk Radio.
Come a time when we all must come together. I'm praying for the Pope tonight that's laying in state, and this man was a good man. Then I'm praying for the people, the young man married that got that he had a heart attack and fell dead, and because of prayer, I had one person call me and said they seen an angel. When all of them basketball, the football boys kneeled and prayed, some people, they seen angels around them. And the football league didn't want Kaepernick to kneel, but God made everybody kneel last night. Everybody kneeled and to pray. Mother, right now I got Mary Hawkins going to read the 23rd number song. Okay, I'm going to get her right now. My word is how great that are, how great God is. And if you don't know that, you need to know that. Mary, God bless you.
Yes.
I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalm. Then I want you to, the football player, what was his name, Mary?
Damar Hamlin.
Well, we're praying for Mar Hamlin. And I got four or five calls.
His name is Damar Hamlin.
Yeah. I had four or five calls, so they seen angels. When them football boys kneeled and played with angels around that. And I talked to Chief Izzy in South Dakota. He said, Bishop, something happened last night. I don't think he knowed about it. He said, the Buffaloes got in a circle, and they all got on their knees on the circle. Buffaloes up in South Dakota. In the snow, they all bedded down at the same time as the people across the world was praying. Prayer changed things. The prayer suffer changed things. I told you this month, 2020, is a magical month. Being a magical month, things gonna happen. So, man, you can read the 23rd number Psalm.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Okay? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the 23rd number Psalm. Amen.
Somebody, phone spilling over where you were soft talking. It was a lot of background, but we got what you said. I want to say it to you tonight. The Pope that this Pope that passed, this Pope opened up the Catholic Church to the point that some of the preachers was raping the children. This was the Pope that called it out. And I guess he retired after he called it out. I think he one of the greatest popes that the Catholic Church ever had. He called out all the rape and the molestation they've been doing. This was the Pope. And he resigned So no, never been in history that two popes at the same time. But I think Pope Benedict was a man that was sent by God, and he brought some stuff out. The church had, for years, had been raping little boys, little girls. But this pope stood up to the rapists and said, enough is enough. And because of that, I think he resigned because so much of pressure on him, because he was bringing the church up to par. Okay, and nobody in the history of the Catholic Church did what this pope did. A lot of people don't even know why all the stuff that's going on with the rape, all, not just in America, all over the world, where these priests, these rogue priests, was raping little boys and little girls in the church. And then nobody said to the other pope didn't send them, but this pope that's laying in state now talked about it. And because of him, investigations came. Because of him, people hollered out. Men came forth. They had been raped when they were little boys in the church. But this pope, the one, brought it out. And I want him to be known for that. And we're praying for Barbara Walston. And she was an anointed woman. And with her, she opened up the door for women. And she opened up the door for women because women wasn't able to get on TV and be anchor ladies. She did that for black and brown and all kind of women. I'm going to have Sister Sherry up in Minnesota, and I hear that she's a blizz up in Minnesota. I want her to sing just a couple of bars, How Great Thou Art. Let me say it again, How Great Thou Art. And reason I'm saying that, last night I prayed for this young man, and other people was praying, and somebody had a vision to see angels. As some football players got on their knees and began to pray to the Almighty God, that I ain't, this guy fell out for dead. He was dead. That mean they was crying. He was dead. But because of prayer, he come back alive. And he going to be all right. Let me say, y'all don't know, he's going to be all right because prayer changes things. And because the nation began to pray, black, brown, whatever color, they were praying that this man be all right. And people that could see, clairvoyant people, could see angels all around that field. And then when Chief Izzy told me up in South Dakota, at a certain time, the buffalo just kneeled down in a circle. That's God. That ain't man. That's God trying to reach out to let you know what's going on. We got floods and storms all over, but God's still in control. Sister Sherry is going to sing How Great Thou Art. He's a great God. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever you need, God got what you want. Sister Sherry, sing a couple of bars, How Great Thou Art.
Okay.
Lord, my God, when I lay in awesome wonder, consider all the world my eyes have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, my God. The universe displays, dancing my soul, my Savior, watch me. How great the Lord, how great the Lord, dancing my soul. My Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art.
I want to thank Sister Sherry for singing How Great Thou Art. I feel some kind of way tonight, crossing over the ancestors. It's a sign to everybody in 2023. That God, that when you begin to pray, man, when you begin to pray, God break the yoke of the devil. Abaddon can have that man's body because people begin to pray in the stand. The football player begin to pray. People on TV, people on the radio was praying. Prayer changed things. I want to thank Dr. Coleman for New Year's night. He set it on fire. People have been calling. So when we going to have him back on? I want to tell you tonight, going into 2023, floods and storms, God is trying to let you know he's great. I'm great to be praised. God is great and great to be praised. So I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, God is able to bring us out of it and carry us to another level. I just want you to know that. I want you to get ready for that change for 2023. Change your mind. Change your walk. You've been suffering, going through, but a change is here and now. This is Brother Sam Cook, and this is serious song, A Change Coming. Whatever you're going through, I want to say to you tonight, there's a change. And if you couldn't see what happened at that ball, football game, you blind. God is still set high and look low. When people begin to pray and come together, God makes change come. And I want to tell you and you tonight, there's a change. I can feel it in your atmosphere, Pastor Adam. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Pastor Rose, I can feel the anointing and the atmosphere change, even in the White House. It's going to be a change in 2023. It's going to be a change all over the world. We called the boycott for the year, but we're talking about reparations for 2023. And everybody talking about they running for mayor, they running for president. If you ain't giving a reparation, you ain't worried about our vote. We ain't no need of voting if you ain't doing something for all the people. We shall overcome. Brother, help me. Thank you, Sister Sherry. Thank you,
the theme song, "We Shall Overcome." We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the park.
Dr. King made something very clear. Don't give up on your future. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your education. Don't give up on your business. It's time for the ancestor to come forth. If you didn't know what happened, they checked the football game down because God stepped in. This man fell dead, and God raised him back up as a warning to me and you that we got to stop the killing and save the baby. In 2023, we got to get these assault weapons out of the hands of our children. And ain't nothing going to happen good in Washington till they do the will of the people. And we going to Washington asking for our check, reparation. If we don't get reparation, how can we start our business?
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution.
Now, what Dr. King said, I want to say that tonight, through the ancestors. If your mama and daddy worked on a job and they didn't get paid, you're supposed to go get the money. And when I talk about Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, all through the South and Texas, black folks came here in slavery. They was in chains. They did never get the right to own land. But now it's time for a change. Body, mind, the evil going to be stomped out. It's a long time coming, but change is on its way. And even Sam Cooke, in his transition, he's still telling us that a change gonna come. I don't care where you was born at, but a change is taking place in America. The change gonna come because God had ordered it to come, and this racial separation got to break up. This racism, white supremacy got to go, because God got some healing men and healing women, and all this witchcraft and magic and this evil been done. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him. I want to tell you tonight, can't nothing beat the hour of prayer. When you put your body on the line and begin to pray and cry out to God, David fell or laid on the ground and cried out, a man after God on heart. And David shouted out of his clothes when God gave him. I want to tell America, I want to tell you that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. And God, I heard the girl saying, how great thou. You need to hear that. God is great to be praised. When you send it up, he going to send it back down. And I want somebody been going through something in all 22. The yoke is broke. It's cancer out. God's going to heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. God is going to heal it. And all this racial separation, God is going to turn some things around. The ancestors getting ready to turn this stuff around. So Islam going to die. The floods, the storm, it ain't no accident. You got in one part of the country, you got floods and storm. Other parts of the country, you got tornadoes. In another part of the country, you got blizzard. God is trying to get your attention. I don't know what's on your mind, but your mind ought to be on God. Your mind ought to be on trying to help each other. And all this color stuff, this black and white stuff got to get out of you. Only what you do for Christ that lasts. I wish I had somebody. You go to church every Sunday, come back with more hell. Go to church on Sunday and more evil because you ain't loving. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave me and you. And we have to understand the power of our ancestors. I say, it ain't going to get done because you got money. Money don't mean nothing if you ain't got the anointing of God, the Holy Ghost. You ain't ready to repent from your lying ways, from your backward ways, from your home money ways, from the drinking and dope. Anytime children, they done fix candy up, and your children is taking candy, getting high, and dying. And in the house where a kid gets shot, don't nobody know who shot it. All the evil, the drug, the dope, the alcohol, got to come to a stop.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, He has neither life nor life.
I had to stop that to say, until we get it right as Americans, we're going to have problem after problem. And you as a man, as a woman of God, a spiritual man, you got to step away from the evil that's going on. You got to step away from them that feel that they can make it on materialistic things. Nothing but pray. Just go to show you. When people laid down and went to praying, the young man woke back up. He was gone. And you seen them when they, everybody on the field kneeled and the angel was around them. I know you, some of you couldn't see it. But when I got the message from South Dakota that the buffalo kneeled, that's a long way from Ohio. God is one God, and he's God everywhere. He's God of everything. Now, some of you don't believe that because you're so caught up in materialistic. You see what happened in Washington? Here's a man that's trying to get in. He don't need to be no chairman or nothing. We need to get somebody that is righteous, somebody going to do right, and somebody going to say, look, let's ban these assault weapons that's going on.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move on out of it for a moment.
I feel there's something going on in the atmosphere, something going on Father God, we come at this hour, we're praying for success. We're praying for healing and deliverance. Every door closed, and we ask you to do that.
God, we ask for your divine deliverance.
come in and help us right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want you to know God is able to get to the next level. This is about to get to the next level. I want to say to you, God heals my life and my salvation. Whatever you need, God, your secretary, Maxine, God bless you today. And I want to let you know, I'm praying much for you and Milton, Sam Harris, Freddie Taylor. I'm praying for you, the Cook family, the Williams family. I'm praying much for you, the Nicholson family, the Anderson family. I pick up a skill. Arena May Anderson said it's going to be all right for somebody. I pick up a spirit for Mother Jackson, so everything's going to be all right. I pick up a spirit for Mother Rosa Cook, so everything's going to be all right. I share. I'm going to try my best to help tonight. I'm praying that the same Lord Robert, I'm praying for you, Brother Cook. Frank, I'm praying for you. I want you to know that no child will ever get out of here. And I want to tell you that surely the things going to be all right for you as I come to the microphone tonight. All well. And I want to tell you of James Krieger in the spirit of all those things. Such a beautiful place. Sometimes you can come up and talk to me about the prayer. In the spirit of all our ancestors, I share. God is God to deliver you. Matthew 6 says, we seek first the kingdom of God. And all the others that God is giving you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They don't walk through the valley, shall I give my feelings, so God is with me. I want you to know that God got you back. God got you close. God got you back. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, sister. I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow for every night. And I'm praying for your healing this morning, this evening. Whatever hours of your life, you can make it through college, you can make it through school. All, I curse cancer. Keep me two blessed words to cover that gift. I move it in the name of the Almighty God. Loose your assignment, devil, off of that man. Devil, loose your assignment off that woman. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I declare healing, divine healing for you, woman. Divine healing for me, Maxine. Divine healing for you, children. And I want to tell you, Christ the Son, divine healing for you. I want to tell you, loose your chain right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Raymond, I loose your chain. Chelsea, Lucia, Chelsea, I'm praying for you. I'm, that's the thing I'm praying for you. God got you. And God will be able to do it. All Mondays, Dr. King, we've been on Tuesday, called us once on Wednesday, Divine Word. Father, on Tuesday, Divine Word. On Thursday, Divine Word. On Friday, we're talking about
so I go, but I'll think of you every step of the way. And
glory. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost is all that you share. You've got your family and you need to care. So I try to be mad on you, but no other man's gonna do. So I save it all alone for you. It's not that easy in this world. My friends try and tell me about the hands of my friends, but each time I try, I just break down and go on, cause I'd rather be home feeling good. So I'm saving all my life for you.
Singing it. We shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own.